HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. My guest today is Janet Tinney, who's been on our show before. She's of Essential Health Natural Wellness Center. Janet is a physiotherapist with a special interest in osteopathy. With over 30 years experience in private hospital and rehabilitation settings, working with people of all ages. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you very much, Tammy Lynn. I wanted to talk to you today about something really important, which is maybe when should you see a doctor and when not. And as a physiotherapist, I often have people that come to see me. Sometimes they've been to see their doctor first, and sometimes they haven't. And that's absolutely fine. And whether or not they've been to see their doctor first, I have to be on my toes. Because 99% of the time, when people come in with an ache somewhere in their body, maybe it's their shoulder or their mid-back or their neck or low back, 99% of the time, it is what it is. It's a shoulder problem or it's a back problem, and I have to look and study them and see how I can best help them. And, you know, 99% of the time, 99% seems like a great number to get on a math test. But what about that 1%? Well, in my business, that 1% means somebody could die. I have to be on my toes to realize what is masquerading as shoulder pain, and is actually something much more sinister. And what is that sinister thing? Well, here's a clue. If you have shoulder pain or back pain or something like that, and you lift something and the pain gets worse, then there's a good chance that it's something to do with your muscles or your bones or your ligaments, and it's not life-threatening. But that 1% of the time, you have severe pain. Pain so bad, you can't sleep at night. Pain, and it's not just because you're lying on the shoulder that you hurt. I'm talking about you're not even lying on it, and you can't stand the pain. And it's there all day and all night. Nothing makes it better, and nothing makes it worse. It doesn't matter if you take some pain medication, you put ice, you put heat, you rest it. Nothing makes it better. But nothing makes it worse either. It doesn't matter if you stand and walk and shovel, it doesn't get worse. If you rest, it doesn't get better. If it's there all the time, day or night, and you can't sleep, and it's terrible, and it's severe, and it's strong, please see your family doctor, because this could be something serious.
So you will see a patient, and you get to know them over a course of sessions. What are your triggers to think that this could possibly something worse? I mean, you go through certain steps. When is the light bulb going off in your head? Because I'm presuming this has happened with you before.
Yes, it's happened a number of times. Fortunately, when caught early, when I see something that doesn't add up, that's when we refer back to the family doctor, who has the ability to order other blood tests or
define add up. So you see what, and that makes you think, you're not doing blood work here, you're hands on. So what do you see that makes you say, this is a little bit something more that I should be referring them to a doctor?
Okay, thanks. That's a good question. When someone comes in with shoulder pain and I treat their shoulder and their mobility is improved, now maybe they came in with a really stiff shoulder, now their shoulder moves beautifully, but it still hurts. That makes me suspicious. And I also want to find out a little bit about the rest of the person. Now, we were talking about shoulder pain as the example, and I did happen to have somebody like that. This was an older woman that came in, and she said the pain was especially bad at night. Well, that's one little red flag. But I looked at her, and her shoulder was stiff.
Why is it a red flag at nighttime?
Because normally if something hurts, if a muscle hurts and you don't use it, it shouldn't hurt. It's resting. It's not being used. If your muscle is sore and you lift something heavy, well, then it would make sense for it to hurt. But if you use it and it doesn't hurt, and you rest it and the pain doesn't go away, to me that doesn't add up for a muscle problem. The other reason is if a person has normal use of the hurting part, like if it's their shoulder, if their shoulder really hurts but they can use it as they wish, you think, well, where's that pain coming from? Now, here's something really interesting. Anything that touches the diaphragm, which is your breathing muscle just under your lungs, any body part that touches that, any organ inside that touches it, can make shoulder pain. Now, there might be people out there that got shoulder pain after Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner. That's because your stomach was so full, it was pushing up on the diaphragm, causing shoulder pain. So anybody with stomach problems like ulcers or stomach cancer or liver cancer or pancreatic cancer, All those things can cause this kind of shoulder pain. And I have found people like that. I have found people with those cancers, and no one comes in and says, hey, I've got cancer in my gallbladder. It's up to the practitioner to say, you know, that right side shoulder pain doesn't make sense. Look at this. She's got good use of the shoulder. She's got good strength. She has pain there all night long.
It's interesting because my father-in-law passed from pancreatic cancer, and he, before diagnosis, had back and shoulder pain quite significantly. And we were looking at that as opposed to it being a cancer.
That's what I need to keep on my toes to look out for, because early diagnosis is the key to saving lives. I had a woman once who I had seen for a long time. She always would come in for a tune-up on her neck. She was an older woman, a lot of problems going on. And I was working on her neck, and as she got up to leave, she said, oh, by the way, which is never a good thing in my job. That's always where the really big things get dropped on my lap. She said, oh, by the way, I have terrible pain. It's killing me between my shoulder blades. And I said, really? Have you been pulling weeds in the garden? She said, oh, no, you know I live in a condo. I don't have a garden. Well, this concerned me. Why does she have pain when she hasn't been doing anything? Why is it hurting her at night? Now I knew she was a smoker, and I knew she had a history of bladder cancer. So I sat her up, and I looked at her back. And right there close to her spine were like little water blisters. And I'm thinking, ooh, is this a lymphatic stasis from the lung? Is this telling me she's got the beginning stages of lung cancer? So, of course, I didn't say, hey, lady, I think you've got lung cancer. I just said, I think you need an X-ray. So she went off to her doctor, who ordered an X-ray, saw a shadow on her lung, referred her to a respirologist who said, do you have trouble walking upstairs? And she said, no. And he said, do you have trouble breathing? And she said, no. He said, do you have trouble doing your housework? And he said, no. So he's looking for signs of any sort of respiratory distress, which means hardship breathing, shortness of breath, and she had none. So he's a respirologist, so he's thinking, why is this lady here in my office? She's not having any trouble breathing. So he said to her, well, why are you here anyway? And she said, because my physiotherapist said I needed an X-ray. So he sent her to an oncologist, and she had the choice to get further lung treatment or not. But this was important, because the only way you can stay alive is for early diagnosis and treatment. So don't be fooled by aches like this. I have to be on my toes to pick up these early cancers or early other significant diseases so the appropriate practitioner can be in the loop. I'm a physiotherapist. I'm not an oncologist. I can't give the right kind of treatment, but I sure want to be proud that I can point them in the right way.
That's an actual amazing story. Thank you so much, Janet, for your insight today. Again, if you want further information from Janet, you can reach her by visiting www.drcoby.com. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you, Tammy Lynn.